I don't have many gifts. You know, that's false humility. If I say, I don't think God would choose me, that's false humility. It is right to have faith and to say, I believe God has chosen me to be one of his sons. Because there's no profit in disbelieving that. If you disbelieve that, you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. Because you've got to believe. So, in faith, there is not pride. I suppose pride could be mingled in. But I'm just saying, just in pureness, faith is not pride. Believing is not pride. Believing good things about ourselves is not pride. If they are true and not motivated or polluted with prideful elements within. And I'm just going to leave that upon you to use wisdom to understand what I mean by that. Because I think a lot of these things can only be taught by wisdom. Meaning, God, by His Spirit, has to give us the wisdom to understand what pride is and what humility is. And how we ought to humble ourselves in the sight of God. And how we ought to humble ourselves in the sight of men. You know, and not to think lightly of how we carry ourselves. Of how we appear. So whoever receives one such little child, a humble one, in my name, receives me. To receive one in his name means that they're acting under his authority. The idea of in my name, what you will do in my name. You know, it's like writing checks in my name. Does it mean to say, write your own check and then say, in the name of Paul Stringini, I give this check to you. I mean, you could do that, but it would certainly begin to have some sort of meaning, wouldn't it? Like if you take a check and you write in the name of Paul Stringini, then they're going to think, well, the money's from Paul. Right? So what you do in the name of Christ is you're taking on his authority. You're taking on his name. You're saying, I'm doing this with his approval and under his authority. I'm doing this on his behalf. And those are the shades of meaning when you think about in my name. It is not merely, I'm doing this while reciting his name. Because that's meaningless. The idea of in the name has to have some sort of signification. It has to have some sort of tangible reality to it. It has to, I mean, it doesn't have to be physical necessarily, but some sort of purpose or meaning. You know, otherwise the name of Jesus just becomes a magical talisman. You know, right? In the mystical name of Jesus Christ, I do these things. In the mystical name, you know, let's pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it becomes like this sort of then, if that were the case, then we ought to be very mindful of those who say that we ought to say his name in its original tongue. Right? Because his name, no man while he lived ever called him Jesus. That's the English, corruption of the transliteration of the Hebrew name. And I'm well aware of that. And I don't care if people are stumbling at my use of it, really, because they're not believing in humility. Because humility would teach you. Humility would teach you. That, you know, it's not my knowledge that impresses God, but the humility. You know, if I say Yeshua, now I've invoked the mystical name of Christ because I've made the proper noises with my mouth. So to receive such a little one, one such little one receives me. So when we come in his authority, when others come in his authority, in his name, under his banner, so to speak, and we receive them, we receive Christ. Then Jesus makes this clear when he says in the next one where he says, you know, whoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, in humility, one of these humble ones who believe in me, who are coming in my name, to receive such a one, or to offend, which means to cause to stumble, or to cause to offend, you know, I think we think of offense in a sort of different way today. We think of something offensive as being like, you know, someone says, I'll just use this because I want to say something offensive, but I don't want to offend people. So I'll say, oh, Italians, they're all grease balls because I'm an Italian. You know, oh, that's offensive. You know, they all have greasy hair and they're lazy and you know, we think of that as offensive, like offensive remarks about someone's race or offensive remarks about someone's appearance or some other manifestation. And there is the kernel of offense is in there, but offense in this idea was a little more broad. It is not so much the feeling I have of anger at being stereotyped or being put down in some way, but it is this idea that it causes me to no longer take that person seriously or to listen to the message, or that it causes me to go out of the way which would be good for me. You know, like my getting angry about it, it's caused me an offense. I suppose, you know, the word offense, something comes from the idea of fending off, you know, to fend off, to push off the path. Now, I should probably look that up in a dictionary to make sure. But that kind of answers to the Greek idea, which means literally comes from a root that means the sort of the trigger for like a trap, tripwire, to cause to stumble. So it was better for them that a millstone was hanging about his neck and he was drowned in the depth of the sea. That would be better. It'd be better for him than offending someone such as these, causing them to go astray. You know, that a cause of straying is a good understanding of offense in the biblical sense. It would be better for him to be drowned. You'd be better off dead than doing that. Verse 7. Woe to the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halted or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Hellfire here is Gehenna, a fire. Again, you notice the differentiation between Hades and Gehenna.